Now, will Ireland reduce its carbon emissions by 51% compared to 2018 in the next 9 years? Unlikely, says the Environmental Protection Agency. This 51% target is in the government's Climate Action Bill, which passed through the Dáil last week and is currently before the Seanad. We are joined now by the Director General of the EPA, Laura Burke. Laura Burke, why is the country unlikely to reduce by 51% compared to 2018?
Well, the EPA today produced our greenhouse gas projections for 2021 to 2030. And what we're seeing is that with all the measures and plans and policies that have been identified and committed to, emission reductions will be 24% reduced by 2030. So it's not that we can't do it. It's saying that if we are to do it, we're going to need significant new actions and policies above and beyond what has already been committed to.
So we're not starting at zero. So where would you concentrate efforts to achieve the most reduction?
Well, I think the key thing is that we need to concentrate efforts across all sectors. And we need, you know, all sectors need to be playing their part in this. There are opportunities in all sectors, but it really is to highlight the challenge of this, because with those 2% reductions that we're talking about, they're not in the bag. They already need significant work to be delivered. So we're talking about things like 1 million electric vehicles on the road, 500,000 homes retrofitted. So what are the actions that can be identified above and beyond that? And that's why we really would be saying it's across all sectors, and all sectors need to identify what are those actions, and not to look at it as a penalty in any sector, but to look at it as an opportunity maybe for resetting post-COVID, an opportunity to protect the image of Ireland as clean and green, because that is something that we trade on every day in the week, whether that be for our agriculture sector or our tourism sector. So we really have to be able to deliver on it.
So how would you reduce emissions in agriculture, for example, more quickly than is planned?
Well, at the moment, emission reductions are planned at around a 1% per annum. So that is a reduction versus a growth that we've seen over the last number of years. Currently as well, there's talk and commitment to changing the types of fertiliser being used, different types of slurry spreading. But really, we need to go above and beyond that. And one of the things that we certainly have highlighted is where there's an opportunity is results-based payments. So what you're really doing is focusing supports, incentives to farmers and the farming community on results. So it is a direct link between improved environmental quality and the payments that are received.
And those other targets that you mentioned, 1 million electric cars on the road by 2030, 70% of energy from renewables, retrofitting 500,000 homes. How far off those targets will we be unless action is stepped up?
Well, there's movement in all of those. I suppose in the electric vehicles, we're now seeing that electric vehicles are more and more common. They're also more affordable, and they've longer range. So the technology is improving there. And that's absolutely key. But we're moving in the right direction, but there's a long way to go. And what we would say, in order to get real action, what you need is three things. You need the technology to be right, you need the policies to be right, and you need public support. And certainly, I think over the last number of years, we've really seen a step change in all three.
OK, we will leave it there for now. Thank you very much indeed, Director General of the Environmental Protection Agency, Laura Burke.